Priya of the Mahabharata, still the, what is it? Episodes 19 to 24, and we are at 249 or something, where time speaks, and oh, it's just so beautiful. The stream that flows out of the womb of knowledge, has neither color nor taste. It is a cool, clear stream of water. It takes on the color that is mixed in it. It takes the taste that is mixed in it. If you mix poison, it will be poisonous. If you mix nectar, it will be nectar. Did you get that? I mean, there's so many, these little short things there in the Mahabharata, which are very deep and wise. It's so beautiful. I mean, a story that is so engaging, but also has so many little jewels of wisdom, you know, snuck in there. In other words, here we are talking about, because we are now in this story where the Pandavas are studying under Dronacharya, and the Kauravas in general are studying the art of, you know, war and all that, because they're princes. And yeah, so then what's starting to happen now is that it gets evident for those who are wiser here in Hastinapur, Vidura and Bhishma, that things look a bit dangerous in the future down the line, because you can see that the thinking going on in the minds of some who might be very learned, like Shakuni in this case, I think he's kind of, and Dhritarashtra, and, well, Duryodhana, but I think he's thinking more about, you know, you can have knowledge, and knowledge itself is just knowledge about how things are and how they work and how you can do things, and it can be used for good or for evil. It's a beautiful way of putting it. Water stream there.